Good morning.
Good morning.
I know my message this morning is the masks we wear, based on Matthew 23. Matthew 23 speaks to us about hypocrisy. In Matthew 23, Jesus addresses the dangers of hypocrisy. He speaks of outward displays of pity, yet their hearts were far from the true teachings of God. Through this passage, we are called to examine our own lives and recognize the mask we are wearing, ensuring that our words, actions, and intentions align with our faith. Matthew 23:13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against me, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. The religious leaders of Jesus' time were focused on the external aspects of religion. Negating the importance of the heart they also created, bearing for others, seeking the kingdom of heaven. As Christians, we must be conscious of our own hypocrisy teachings. Are we living in the way that reflects the love, grace, and mercy of God? Are we putting on our true faces, hoping no one will see our true selves? Our actions should not only be a testimony of our faith to others, but also a manifestation of sincere relationship with God. Matthew 23:11-12. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever shall exalt himself shall be absent, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Jesus teaches us that a true greatness lives in the humility and service to others, instead of seeking a pat on the back or praise. We need to focus on God and others with a pure heart. To avoid hypocrisy, we must constantly remind ourselves of our needs for God's grace and acknowledgement our dependence on God. Jesus highlights the importance of integrating in our spiritual lives. Matthew 23:23-24. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mine, and arise and come in and have omitted the worried matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Out ye to have done, and not to leave the others undone. Ye blind guides, with strain at a gent, and shall swallow a camel. We are called to praise justice and mercy and faithfulness, ensuring that our outward actions reflect our inner faith and requires a deep commitment to our lives and life of integrating grandness in the teaching of Jesus. Thank you.